views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers. And unfortunately, this is my last show. Sky was unable to make it because of health reasons with her and her husband. That's a whole big thing to do. So if you could just send your loving prayers and blessings and Reiki energy to Sky Siegel and her husband, Richie Siegel. They got some major challenges with their health, both of them. So any case, loving blessings would be greatly appreciated. And just so you know that today, unfortunately, is our last show, and I'll be doing it solo. And, you know, today's topic is about, you know, one door closes while another door opens, which is so true in life, you know, in everything. It could be, you know, with your job, it could be with this radio show, it could be with your relationships. It goes on and on and on. I'm like endless, you know, and so many people unfortunately look back and have a tendency to go back to their used to be's because it's familiar, and not that it's better and not even that it's okay. It's familiar. And a lot of people, unfortunately, are afraid to take chances and to try new things or to go for bigger and better. And sometimes you have to be in that time of emptiness. Sometimes you have to be in that time of loneliness and figure it out. And, you know, it can be scary. But at the same token, it's even more scary if you go back to your used to be. A lot of times people, when they do go back into their relationships from the yesteryears, it's important that if you do that, that right away you go right to the issues of what originally caused you to break up and to fix it. You can't just assume like, okay, everything's okay, and you don't do anything about it. When people are separated from a loved one who they haven't seen in a really long time. And it doesn't even have to be about lovers. It could be about, you know, family relationships or friends. But when you go back to that person, if you allow yourself to go back to the yesteryears or the used to be's, then at least put your energy into talking about resolving the issues of what caused you to break off to begin with. And it can be very difficult because a lot of people have a hard time, you know, talking about certain topics and, you know, going to those vulnerable places to make things better. But, you know, when you do go there, it is very cleansing, you know, one way or the other. Sometimes you'll all of a sudden come to an epiphany and say, you know what, this is not the right thing, you know. Or, you know, at other times, it's like, yeah, we can make this better. But the two of you need to be on the same page if you're going to go there. But my feeling is, you know, if you break a trust, then, you know, it's very difficult to get back. It's not impossible, but it's extremely difficult to get back. Because you could love someone at a 10, but if the trust is not there at a 9-10 level, right close to it, then, you know, you're fighting a major, major uphill battle. And, like, why would you want to be in a situation if you can't trust the person, you know, whether it be personal or business? You know, don't put yourself in that vulnerable situation. And it's all about you, about making things better, you know, about, you know, trusting in the unknown, having blind faith. that, you know, God has something better for you. A lot of times we hold on to something or someone out of fear, and, you know, and you know it's toxic, you know it's hurtful, and yet you still hang on. We still have a tendency to hang on because we want what we want out of that person or situation, to find out that that person or situation, they're not the ones who's capable of giving you what you're looking for, or what you're asking for. And it's very difficult to accept that, you know, and this is where you need to have blind faith or come to a realization that, okay, you know, this is not the place for me, or this is not the person for me. And it's about having blind faith that there's got to be something better. And, you know, you're looking for the shift, just knowing that God has a big plan, that something or someone is better right around the corner for you. And sometimes you don't even see it in that moment, and there is a time of that emptiness or that nothingness, and that's okay. And there's nothing wrong with just being on your own, even though it can be scary, but at least you get a chance to find out more of who you are and what you want, or you don't have to go home walking on eggshells, you know, going to personalities that make you feel very uncomfortable, or walking into situations that you are just miserable waking up to every day. So just believe that God really does have a big plan waiting for you for bigger and better things. And it takes your energy to be able to go after those changes and those differences. And a lot of times we expect things just to happen on its own, and that's not it. You know, sometimes it might take for you to Google search, you know, job opportunities, or sometimes it will take for you to go after new relationships or better relationships, or just to date and just to try without an agenda. You know, don't go, you know, just date or just to hang out with other friends or whatever, just to have a good time in the moment. What's wrong with just having a good time in the moment? You know, everything is perfectly fine just being in the moment without an agenda being connected. You know, if you're going to, you know, be with someone and, you know, you're feeling like, I don't know, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? You know, is this going to grow? Do they like me? Or I like them? Or, you know, they have a funny mole behind their ear, or, and you're overly thinking rather than just enjoying the moment. You know, don't be so judgmental. And if it's meant to be, it will manifest itself. And the people who are, you like that high note? the people who are at their happiest are the ones who have not as many expectations upon other people. If you don't place high expectations upon other people, you can't be disappointed. When you're in a healthy relationship where there's a healthy business, work ethics, you know, yes, there are certain expectations or certain exceptions to the rule, you know, as far as natural courtesy, natural etiquette, natural accommodation, you know, but when it comes to your overall life and you're putting other people in power of your happiness, then you know what? It's not all their fault. It's also your fault for allowing and choosing that to happen. I know I have a couple of callers online, and I will get to them, I promise you. And I will get to you guys right after the break. So I just wanted to discuss this topic. And I just wanted everyone to also know that I'm going to be in Wyoming, Rhode Island at the Stagecoach Inn. I'm going to be doing a show there. A live show. So if you want to be in the audience and, you know, go to the Blue Fairy, BlueFairy, theBlueFairy.com. Check it out. It's at the Stagecoach Inn in Wyoming. I'm going to be there this Saturday. What time? I think it's around 4 to 6:30, if I'm not mistaken. I'm also doing some private reads. So if any of you are around the board, the Wyoming, Rhode Island area, I'd be more than happy to do, you know, a reading with you. And, you know, Jasmine, who is the owner of the Blue Fairy, we'll discuss with you the rates and all. But I promise you it will be an entertaining time, and you'll get, you know, valuable information. And even if the information sucks, we'll have a great time. One way or another, I promise you it's going to be worth your while. So, no, but I'm really looking forward to this weekend. The Stagecoach Inn in Wyoming is beautiful. Oh, my God, it is so nice. You know, it's right off of Main Street and in Wyoming, Rhode Island. And in the front, it looks like a very, you know, nonchalant place, to be honest with you. But when you go in the back and the scenery with the lake and everything and the trees, oh, my God, it's drop-dead gorgeous. And the Stagecoach is amazingly beautiful. So check out, you know, and the Blue Fairy with Jasmine, her place is great. It's a spiritual place, you know, to hang out. And she does readings also. And she has a lot of cool spiritual stuff for sale and incense and stuff. So, you know, you should check it out. It's very, very interesting. So, and just, you know, check it out and, you know, go to my website, artiehoffman.com. And, you know, it will be on my events page as well. So, all right, everybody, listen, stick around, and I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? This is Artie Hoffman, and unfortunately, Sky Siegel is not with me now because of health reasons. So we do send, please send your love and healing energy and Reiki energy to Sky Siegel and her husband, Richie Siegel. They're really hurting puppies. So our thoughts and our prayers are with them. Listen, if anybody has, loved ones that you wish to be prayed upon, you know, it is a clinical and spiritual fact that anybody who is prayed upon before surgery always, always does better than the people who are not prayed upon. And, let's just put all our positive energy to help out, all of you or those you know who are, who are hurting puppies who could use our love and our prayers. It would be, my honor and a privilege to be able to do that for you. You know, just go to my email, artiehoffman@gmail, artiehoffman@gmail. And I'll be more than happy to put prayers out there for your loved ones and to all my earth angels out there, my friends. So, don't be afraid to reach out. If anybody wants a private reading for myself, or to host a party, to have a party hosted, give me a call at 732-778-7173, or 877-ANGEL-02. Check out my website, artiehoffman.com. It is so cool. And we'll tell you where I'm at, what's going on. But right now, I know we have a couple of patient people waiting. So, Alex, who do we got with us?
We have Carol from Florida.
Carol from Florida. All righty. Hey, Carol, how you doing, hon?
Hi, Artie. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Send a lot of healing energy to all of you.
I'm sorry I didn't hear you.
I'm sending a lot of healing energy to all of you.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. That's very appreciated. That's very nice.
That was just a wonderful. It was a wonderful message as you opened your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, but it's true. You know, I'm thinking to myself, what would be a good topic, and intuitively it just came to me in a heartbeat, a good topic to do the last show. And it's all about rebirth and new beginnings, and so it's just, again, having that leap of faith and not getting used to all the same old. It makes me laugh when people say to me, when I walk up to people, I say, people you haven't seen in a while, I go, hey, how's it going? And they go, the same crap, different day. So I just tell them, you got to change your crap.
It's true. It's changing your thoughts and how you think about things.
Yeah, changing is very hard. What was one of the most challenging changes that you did that you were stuck with for a while, and then you had to make a change, or you felt like you needed a change? What was that for you? What was one of the most challenging changes that you made?
Moving out of state, and then being here, and then total life changes, and letting everything go. Actually, I just let my camera go and tripod today. They're a little old, but for new things to come in, so I donated them. I think it's just the point of letting go and being detached from things for new outcomes.
Yeah, and it's scary when it's with the unknown. It's very scary. Mm-hmm. But again, it's about having that leap of faith. If you have somewhat of a plan, what I tell people, when people, a lot of times people ask me, Artie, will this be the right move? Will that be the right move? Whether they're moving to California, Arizona, Florida, wherever it may be, it could be anywhere, Rhode Island. but whenever you're in that indecisive mode in regards to moving, I always tell people, I said, rather than sell everything and then, you know, figure it out, you know, when you get there, I said, why don't you like take maybe 2 weeks to a month off and just move out there first and see if you like it. I would probably say a month is better, because probably 2 weeks and less, it's like, it's still like a vacation. You're not feeling it, but being there for a month, you kind of feel out what's around there first. So you don't have to sell your house first and then, you know, and move your family or whatever. But I feel like it would be a great idea just to up and go someplace where you want to move to and try it out for a month if the circumstances allow it. I feel like that's the best thing. Right. If you like it, great. Get rid of your crap, move, and you're set. And if you don't, well, at least you didn't upheave everything. You know, and you could try it out again, you know?
Yeah.
So what, Cal, what...
wondering...
Go ahead.
Okay. Any messages from... you know, spirit regarding just, you know, this upcoming season, spring, or messages from my parents?
Oh, both your parents passed?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can get messages in regards to your parents. Hold on just a second.
Sure.
Okay. You know, it's like when I blank out, you know, when I'm on the other, when I want to reach out to the other side, you know, sometimes I just have to keep quiet. Being quiet on the radio, though, doesn't work. You don't want dead air. So sometimes it takes me a little time. Who's the one, did one of them, was one of their favorite color red, or were they, or was your mother big into scarves?
I mean, my mom wore the color red from time to time.
Yeah, everyone wore color red, but I'm just wondering if color red, but for some reason I keep on seeing something very significant with red, or there's something very beautiful with the scarf. I'm seeing like a floral patterned scarf. I don't know why I'm seeing this, though. As far as their message to you, hold on a second. See, I'm trying to give you something specific without sounding generic, because I am being told to tell you to keep on going with your spiritual path. And you're like kind of like you're like a free bird, and they enjoy that. And I have a feeling, were they like not like that? Were they like more grounded?
Yeah. They weren't
because,
open at all, really.
I'm sorry?
They weren't really open.
Right. Well, being on the other side from what I'm... Yeah, being on the other side from what I'm getting is that they kind of appreciate the fact that you're expressing your free-spirited self, that you're able to do what they were never capable of doing. So you really do have their support, because it was something that they never did that they wish they did. Being here on Earth, you know, they didn't feel that way. But being in the spiritual world now, they totally get you a lot more in the spiritual world. Actually, I feel like your relationship with them could be much better, believe it or not, with them over there and you over here. I feel like you could have a conversation with them. And like all of a sudden, they will send you signs to help you get to your next step, especially when it has to do with true love. And they said, don't give up because your man, actually, I just heard your man is just around the corner. So.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
As a matter of fact, I feel like the person who is like, who's going to be a part of your life, and you're going to consider this person like a soulmate. You're going to have so much in common. I honestly believe that this person right now lives within the same county as you.
Okay.
And believe it or not, there's lots of drinking going on around where you're going to be meeting this person. Now, I don't know if it's alcohol drinks or if it's soft drinks, but I'm getting people standing around and, you know, being very conversational and drinking and stuff. But I keep on hearing this song in my head. Happiness is just around the corner. Hey now, hey now. What do you say now? So I'm hearing that song in my head, and I'm getting that by June or July, believe it or not, I'm almost positive you're going to be meeting this fella, and I don't feel like you're going to be alone for long at all.
That fits in nicely. It sounds really nice. Thank you, Artie.
It was a pleasure talking to you, and now I got to go to a commercial break.
Have a great
night. Take care,
night.
Sweetheart. You too, sweetheart.
Thank you
for all your positive energy. I appreciate it. All right, everybody. You're with Artie Hoffman and Angels and Answers, and Sky Siegel is out sick, so let's send our loving healing prayers to her and her husband, Richie, and Sky Siegel. And just as a reminder, I'm going to be at the Blue Fairy at the Stagecoach Inn this coming weekend, this Saturday, doing readings and also doing a live performance show at the Blue Fairy at the Stagecoach Inn. So, you know, check out ArtieHoffman.com and look at my events page, or just call the Stagecoach Inn and ask for Jasmine. She also does reading. Very cool spiritual shop. So, all right, everyone, stick around, and I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Hi, this is Carol Dorian, here to tell you about the new and improved Spiritual Diagnostics, coming to you every Tuesday at 2 p.m. starting April 25th. We will be having new amazing guests. We will have new spiritual topics for the new year. So look out for our new revamped show, Spiritual Diagnostics, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions, April 25th at 2 o'clock.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers. And unfortunately, this is the grand finale show, everybody. This is my last Yahoo here. Just wanted everybody to know, though, on the flip side, I do have a Facebook show, a live Facebook show, that if you wanted to see me perform every week, Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's 4 p.m. West Coast. I have no clue about the other countries around the world. But yeah, so anyway, I answer free questions for people from literally around the country and around the world who call in. And I have quite a few followers there. And it's really cool. I wasn't expecting it to be as big as it got. And but it's a lot of fun. So, you know, if you wish to see me and join me, feel free to check me out again, Sunday, 7 p.m. on Facebook, Artie Hoffman Facebook Live. And it'll be a blast. It'll really be fun. So I'm going to answer one question after another, after another, after another, after another. They're like being hit. I'd literally get hit with over, with no exaggeration, I'd say probably about 2,000 questions. You think I'm kidding. I kid you not. It's approximately that much. That's how many comments hit my show during the course of a one-hour show. So I do try to reach everybody as much as possible. And check me out at the Blue Fairy at the Stagecoach Inn in Rhode Island, in Wyoming, Rhode Island. So call up the Stagecoach and ask for the Blue Fairy and ask for Jasmine. All right, so now we have Dee from Pennsylvania. How you doing, Dee?
Hi, Artie. Okay, hi, Artie. Actually, it's a very interesting subject that you have today. It wasn't really the reason that I called in, but I guess I was meant to call in. You go back to the past because it was a happy time. And then if you break up and you really don't have the answer as to really why you did that, it is important to. I reunited with a friend and we really cleared the air. And I said if I didn't hear from him any longer, I would still feel good inside. Because there's so much that we got out in the open and how we feel and how we still feel. So I think it's important.
Do you think it's important that you do go back to the past?
Well, not that you go back to the... Well, you go back to the past to clear the ear.
So you want
closure. I feel like we cleared
sometimes
the ear.
Not about trying to continue, but it's about closure, which is, you know, a very good point. You know, it's cleansing for the soul, because a lot of times people don't sleep because they didn't have closure with their loved ones, even the loved ones who passed away, or the loved ones who you haven't seen since childhood, or from 5 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it is, 20 years ago, whatever. If you don't have closure, then it could eat away at your soul. So what I strongly suggest, which is extremely healing, and I've said this many times in previous shows, write a letter to that person. Literally, write a letter to that person, even if they're passed away. Just write a letter to that person and let them know how you feel and let them know what your intentions are.
I probably don't have closure. Artie, I probably don't have closure.
But if you write a letter, they will get it to you on a spiritual note. They will get it on a subconscious level. Even if you don't physically give it to them, especially the ones that have passed away, they're reading that letter in that moment to understand your feelings and your perspective.
I do talk to him. I do talk with him.
And they hear you. Your loved ones who passed away 100% hear you. It's not falling on deaf ears.
So
you know, when you talk to, but like I said, for me, I mean, and I've said this many times to my previous clients and everybody while I was on the air, I always say, you know, write a letter just to get it off your chest. And I've done this many times without giving a letter, and I take a letter, and if I want to send it to somebody either alive or who's passed away, I just eventually take that letter and I burn it outside. And it's extremely cleansing for the soul. It really, really works. For people who have lost loved ones, you know, and you miss them so dearly, you could literally write a letter to them every single day. And they'll get it. If that's what's going to make you happy, you can feel like you're having a regular conversation with them, and they're reading it in that moment. And then you're going to start to imagine that they're talking to you in your thoughts while you're writing them the letter. But in reality, it's really not your thoughts. That's really them sending you messages.
And I do feel like I'm in a slump right now. I'm down for a reason. I don't know why I'm down. But I feel very down.
Okay. What I'm picking up on with that is like I feel like you're not being understood. I feel like you feel like you're alone in so many ways. And when you're not, when you're alone and you're not being understood, you feel like you're living life just, again, being on your own. And it creates a funk. And it's like you want someone to grow with. You want someone to move along with. You want something to be excited
about.
You want something, you know? And so that's what I'm getting. And so I feel like people who are in your situation, if you start giving your time to people who are hurting puppies themselves, who are alone or who don't get out, or who could use a friend, you know, whether it be, you know, elderly people or people who are disabled or hospice people, when you could go and visit them and be that friendly.
I am disabled, and I do take care of my granddaughter is autistic, and I take care of her. I get a lot of love, and I do a lot of things with her.
Well, that's very nice. The problem, though, for you, your heart, I mean, even though you're getting, you know, fed with love in return, but your heart's not being fed in the way that your heart truly desires. And that's what you're missing, that ultra passion. You want to know something? I just saw the movie a couple of weeks ago. It was so good. Beauty and the Beast? That really is a great, great movie. You know, and it's with people.
It is a great
movie. Yeah. It's it's animation, but what am I saying, people? But it's more, it's like played on an adult level, in a sense. And it's a beautiful piece. It really is. It's gorgeous. So I really enjoyed it. I did. My girlfriend thought I was going to hate her. I thought it was boring.
The reason I called you is that I'm having a pain. It's been 3 weeks now on my side. My lungs are clear. My ribs are not broken, but I still have this pain.
When you say on the side of your on the side of your chest,
on my left side. Yes.
Okay. And so it's underneath your armpit. It's on around your chest area.
No, it's down further. It's more like in the rib area, but like below the rib.
Hold on a second.
Sure.
Honestly, what I'm getting with you is that there's blockages. That's what it is. I have a feeling that, and I hope I'm wrong, but what I'm getting is I feel like there's a muscle pull. And I'm also getting there's also some kind of a blockage, which because I feel like at times you get these sharp pains. It's not just dull pains, but every now and again it's just sharp pains depending on how you're moving. So, but I have a feeling it has to do. There's a tear. There's also like a slight tear with the muscle. Something with the muscle, and also something with block. So you might want to get that checked out.
Okay.
And I got to go for a commercial break now, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you very much, Artie.
It was a pleasure speaking with you, Dee. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, hon. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, stick around. So I just wanted everyone to know again that, you know, Skye's not with me today. She hasn't been with me for the last month. Her health and her husband's health hasn't been good. So any, you know, thoughts or prayers of whatnot that you could send to her, Skye and Richie Siegel, it would greatly appreciate it. They need all the help that they can get. So, and this week's topic is about one door closes and another one opens. And a lot of times it's about blind faith. I know it's scary to go out there if you don't have a plan to go to or somebody to go to. But if you're not happy in your situation or circumstances, sometimes it is best, or a lot of times it is best to be on your own alone rather than to deal with the major challenges of the people that are suffocating you. So, you know, and that, and that's all up to you. That's your free will, whether to stay or to go. So, all right, everyone, well, listen, stick around. And I got 15 more minutes. And this is the grand finale show of Angels and Answers. And I thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for listening and tuning in every week. So stick around, and I'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuos.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is the last 15 minutes of Angels and Answers, and I want to thank you for all of you who have tuned in over the years of being on here. It's just my life is taking an incredible direction, and I got a lot of things going on in life as far as spiritually, spiritual growth, and a lot of new beginnings. And I'm really looking forward to what life has in store for me. You want to know something? And I always say that, do you want to know something? As my assistant always points out to me. But I always look at life as new beginnings. Like I get enthusiastic about new opportunities. I get enthusiastic about what each week brings for me. And I give everything my all. I really do. I literally treat every day like it's my birthday. And my birthday is July 4th, by the way. But I treat every day like it's a weekend. I treat every day like it's my birthday. And, you know, it's all the attitude that you give your life of what you make of it. You know, it's that's what it becomes. You know, if you think that life really stinks and, you know, it's boring or whatever, well, then it is, because that's what you've created it to be. But if you start making healthier choices and, you know, doing things that serve your soul's purpose, maybe it would be a great idea to take classes, you know, find out what classes around the community are going on, or when, you know, certain spiritual groups are getting together, or what motivational speakers are speaking, you know, at different places around the country or around your area. You know, there's a lot of things that you could do. Find out where the festivals are, you know, what your community is doing. And don't be afraid to allow yourself to get involved, you know, or to go with a friend. And if your friend craps out on you, then go yourself. You know, I'm that type of person that, you know, if people dog out on me, I'll still go myself. I'm not going to stop going to the movies or out to dinner or see a show or do it. And I've had that happen throughout the course of my life. Not too often, but I've had that happen where people couldn't make it or they just chose not to. And I said, screw it. I'm still going. You know, I don't allow other people's thought processes to change. And, you know, I've gone to the movies by myself, which doesn't bother me at all, because you usually don't talk to the person right next to you, unless if you're one of those commentators, and or going out to dinner or going out for a bite to eat by yourself. That's not the end of the world, you know. I enjoy being in my own zone. You know, I'm a big people person, and I love people. I do. I really do. Does it mean I like everybody? No, but I am a big people person. I love being around people. But you want to know something? There's also those times where I love being on my own. I love my own quiet time. I love listening to music. I love going on drives. I love long drives. I love hanging out by the beach. I love being in the emptiness. You know, as Simon and Garfunkel would say, the sound of silence. You know, it's very, very beautiful. The sound of silence. You don't always need music. You don't always need noise. Sometimes in just that quietness, there's a beauty to it. There's a wisdom to it. You know, there's a serenity to it. You know, it's very nice just to have complete silence. If you really want to get excited about silence, and I'm serious, if you really want to get excited about silence, wake up about 5 in the morning. And or 5 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, before everyone gets up, and just to be outside your own place and just to enjoy the quietness, or to go for the walk, you know, whether it be by yourself or maybe with a friend, and that alone time with you and nature or you and God. And it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. Also, by having deep appreciation for everything you have going right in your life, we all have reasons why we could complain or, you know, about how certain things just are not going our way. You know, it's very easy to go there, but self-pity is not going to buy you anything. So it's about making healthier choices. I'm not a big fan of the news. I don't like listening to the news. It's usually negative. I like listening to upbeat music. I like watching comedies. I like watching inspirational topics or biographies on people. I mean, that I'm like totally intrigued by. So, you know, those are just some suggestions. But you know what? God gave all of you free will. And you're allowed to do with whatever you want. And you're allowed to write down that bucket list and knock it off one by one. And those projects that you've been putting off, why don't you start doing it? And write a step-by-step plan so you could tackle your projects. You know, sometimes when we go into a project, it seems so overwhelming because the mountain we want to climb is so huge. But if you just break it down step by step, or, you know, every few feet at a time, metaphorically, you'll get what it is you want to get accomplished. But so long as you're doing at least three things positive a day towards your goal, you are going to accomplish your goal. You know, to be a good winner, you have to know how to lose also. So not everything could go your way. So just because you have setbacks, it doesn't necessarily mean you're to stop at doing what it is you're doing, or to stop going after your dreams or your goals. And also put your prayers out there to your angels and ask them for their assistance to help open up new opportunities for you, to help you meet new people, to help bring more prosperity into your life. You know, you're allowed to ask God for all the money in the world. Don't buy into what, you know, religion has taught you, that, you know, it's wrong to ask for money. I mean, hell, the churches are always asking you for money, you know, 10%, 20%, whatever it is. They're always asking you for money. And if you don't give them the money, then they're not going to marry you. They won't do the funeral. They won't do your communion. They won't do your bar mitzvah. They won't do a whole bunch of stuff if you don't give them the money. So they say you have to make a donation. But my attitude is, put the word have to in front of the word donation, and it's a charge. Don't tell me it's a donation. A donation is when you give of your own free will. Donation is what you give, what you feel it's worth, or what you could afford to give from your heart. You know, it's not always about, you know, just a holy dollar. You know, it's about what you feel in your heart of wanting to give. You know, there's nothing wrong with having an enormous amount of money. God created it. God created everything. Why not have a lot of money, a lot of prosperity in your life? The better your life circumstances are financially, the more choices you have. The more choices you have, the happier and the healthier you're going to be emotionally. And when you're in a good position, that means you can help out everybody else around you, you know, who could use help. But unfortunately, sometimes, or a lot of times, people end up giving away more than what they could afford to give away, and then you end up hurting yourself. So everything has a balance. It's nice to be generous, but don't do it to a point where it's going to hurt yourself. That's not the intent. So again, I want to thank everybody so much for tuning in every week to Sky and myself. And check out ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. Look at my event page, and I do private readings and I do parties, and just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. I'll be in Wyoming, Rhode Island this weekend on Saturday, doing a live show at the Stagecoach Inn at the Blue Fairy, a really cool spiritual shop. So check it out. I'd love to meet you in person. So again, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you who are listening right now with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Don't ever be afraid to ask the angels and the Holy Spirit for their assistance and for their blessings, because they're always right there for you. And until we meet again, God knows where, everybody, stay happy and stay healthy. God bless you all. Goodbye.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.